Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. We're thanking God for this great door of utterance that our pastor may come to you with the Word of God. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, evangelists, for our elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, and we're glad to be with you. Glad for God's anointing that's going on, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We are the church of God, and we are established in the Word. We know that the Word of God is the 10 precepts, the 10 commandments. It is law. And we know that Jesus is the Word. Glad to be with you today. I want to talk to you today about our works, because there is a controversy about works not getting you into the kingdom. I want to rightly divide that thought. Before we get into this, our Deacon Daryl wrote this song, I Fight to Die. The V and the choir, I Fight to Die. Thank God.
I Fight to Die. I've been called to fight
the good side of faith, where I
stand. And I got the word.
Now my sword is surely in the
end. I'm going to
prove my love by my own.
I fight to die. In the manger to keep thee in the way, the voice of the Lord, and do all that I command, and you shall bring you where the enemy dwells. That grief feels to destroy the works of sin. I fight to die.
The good side of faith, where I
can. And I got the word.
beautiful. I Fight to Die. That's a wonderful number. Singing in the Spirit. The saints of God. Those that are sanctified. Those that have dedicated their lives to righteousness. That's beautiful. Thank God for the saints. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And I believe on the Lord according to the scripture. And the scripture is being rightly divided here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. I trust. I believe. As I've been taught, and as God is yet leading me. And if ones feel like we're on the road to, on the wrong road, drop us a line or call us. We want to stay on the right road and get on the right road. I'm willing to hear your thoughts about which way to go. But I believe the Lord said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we're following the Lord accordingly. We want to start in Revelations 22 and 8. Before we get going there, our Deacon Fina has these announcements. Go ahead, Deacon.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. You can also visit us at www.ktym.com on Saturday Sabbath, 4 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, or tune in at shortwave WINB at www.winb.com. Or call area code 712-432-5377 at 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Saturday Sabbath. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We know that many of you that hear my voice, maybe you hear the call letters, KTYM or WBIN after, but we like to just inject that before we get started. If you didn't get it, you can call whatever venue you're on and get more information about that so that you can catch us on another venue if you can't always catch us on the one you're on now. Again, Revelations 22 and 8. Now, we've heard many sayings about you cannot work your way to heaven. That is a true saying. The word work is like unto law. There's works of the flesh, then there's works of God. And there's not a work that you can do that will, by law, get you into the kingdom, except it's the works of God's word. But this has to be rightly divided. So many say you cannot work your way to heaven. If you receive the gift of eternal life, if you don't work to keep it, you'll lose it. And yet it is all about works, but the scripture has to be rightly divided. I want to take my time and hopefully you'll get understanding if you don't have it. You didn't have it? I'm sure you're with me. That's beautiful. Let me know that you're with me. Love to hear from you. Revelations 22 and 8. What does it say, Evangelist?
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things.
That's why God's angel today, God sends to bring a message to the people. The angel is given a revelation. And John had a revelation, and the angel gave him knowledge that he's passing on to his angels today. The 10th verse, we're not going to read everything, but the 10th verse.
And he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
God's time is at hand. So many are looking for him to come through the clouds, but God is coming through his cloud of witnesses ever since he left and before through the prophets. He's yet coming through a great cloud of witnesses. God is coming through the scriptures of the prophets and the apostles. That is God's great cloud of witnesses. And the time is at hand now. What?
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still.
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still. What?
And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still.
He that is filthy, let him be filthy still. There's a work you have to do to get into the kingdom. If you're filthy, you have to get unfilthy.
Yes.
And if you're just, you have to maintain your justness.
Yes.
Read.
And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Now, so many love to quote this scripture. All of our, you know, all of our righteousnesses is as filthy rags. That is true. They are and they were before you were saved. Before we said yes to God and began to live for God and do the works of God, all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags because yes, we are born in sin. The Lord said you must be born again. But then there comes a time, as the scripture says, he that doeth righteousness is righteous even as he is righteous. That's the work we have to do.
Yes.
And as the scripture is saying, he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. What?
And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
So that's where God wants his people. Yes. We are a holy nation unto God.
Yes.
We're not Baptists or Lutheran or Methodist or African Episcopal or Presbyterian or Muslim or Catholic or in Judaism. We're a holy people unto the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? As Peter says, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood and holy nation. That's what we are. God is saying, he that is holy, let him be holy still. So if you are Baptist, you're not even in the plan. Say, well, I'm a Baptist, but I'm a holy Baptist. No. Either you're holy or you're not.
Right.
Let him be holy still.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And behold.
What?
I come quickly.
God comes quickly. What does that mean? God is coming every second of the day since before and after he came.
Yes.
He's coming.
Yes.
Go to the morgue. He's there.
Yes.
Go to OG by, what is it? OG, OBGYN, or what is it?
Yes, that's it.
Or find some of these midwives. Find an alley. God is coming.
Yes.
Wherever the birth is coming, God is there.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because God brings the life and he takes
and
it.
And he takes it.
And when it says, I come quickly, only means our life is like a vapor.
Yes.
Here today and gone tomorrow.
Yes.
And what is he saying?
And my reward is with
God. God is coming quickly. Before we know it, our life is over. You look in the mirror one day, you are you're going through puberty. The next time you look, you got gray hair.
That's right.
God said, I've come quickly. And what?
Come quickly to give every
man. I come quickly and my reward.
And my reward
what?
Is with me.
God's reward is right there. God's going to reward us according to what?
To give every man according to his work shall be.
Isn't that beautiful? So it's letting you know your work is what's going to get you in the kingdom or into damnation.
Yes.
My reward is with me to give every man
according
as his work
shall be.
How plain is that?
Yes.
Let's go to Ephesians 2:1.
All right.
So you can't, you people try to work your way to heaven. If you don't work out your soul salvation, you'll never get there.
That's right.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. Just want to rightly divide that and keep food for thought, because it's just a short time we have here. And before you know it, it's over.
It is.
He that is holy, let him be holy still. Ephesians 2 and 1, Evangelist, what did it say?
And you, hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses.
We all were dead in trespasses and sins. Mm-hmm. We were born this way. What?
Wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world.
According to traditions, we were dead when we came into this life. But God had to quicken us.
Yes.
Get our attention. Mm-hmm. Read.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
So when we come into this life, we're under the power of the air, mm-hmm. which is the prince of this world, the devil. Yes. What?
The spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience.
What?
Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh.
So when we were in the lust of our flesh, we were in the works of the flesh. When we were under the power of the air, we were in the works of darkness. But God quickened us who live for God.
Yes.
And now we have works of righteousness.
Yes.
Read.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh,
mm-hmm.
and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath.
So nature means by the spirit we came into this life in, born in sin. By nature, children that should be under wrath.
Mm-hmm.
Disobedient to God's word. Read.
Even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy.
What?
For his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved.
It's the mercies of God.
It is.
That God quickened us.
Yes.
My mind was quickened when I heard God's word. Let's go to St. John 10 mm-hmm. and 27.
Yes.
I heard.